from where does one draw inspiration in a land such as this? From where, from who, from when, from where, and who again? Is it from the daughters of drug dealers and the sons of preachers who now pen poems daring us to dream a different revolution of home and of spirit? From inside the snow-beaten neighborhoods in which they were born? From inside the homes where they dream a love supreme? From inside the bars of bards, the museums of memory, the trains and the stations housing them? It is from here that they profess new verses to a new public square. And from where is an artist made active? And how is the artivist made? It is from the tenement bricks shaping the messages of youth, and from the teachers who dare to decode the stories from babies who dare to share truth in a world that would create Tamirs all over. And from whose lens is the aperture opened? Who is doing the shooting? And what kind of shooting is this? Is it the shooting of news media propaganda? Of white police aiming and never failing to miss black bodies? Is it the shooting of basketballs on ghetto blacktops? Is it the shooting of the breeze from the corners musicians turn into E-notes? Is it the shooting of young photographers wielding cameras in testimonial to a shooting too many of their peers may never dare to dream if their images did not shout? Is it in the celebration of spirit that lives in our dance? In the fluidity of motion glowing from the hearts and whirling a dervish as much ritual joy as chaotic silence? Is it in the basements of 100-year-old recital halls, a celebration of Koramu where native musicals are reborn until the language of the seen becomes the language of lost only to become seen again through new Forest City testimonials? Is it in the bookstores guiding our culture, forcing us to interrogate the intersections of identity with iterative images merging in the minds of writers and singers, flying high enough for us to witness the beauty of black stars landing gently in a land of life song? It is ever in the drum, in the piano, in the guitar, the tenor saxophone, the drum and the piano and the drum again. It is in the drum beat of the heart. It is art. It is in the public square, in the places of soulful gatherings where we are reminded that the battle of liberation is not fought and won with the spear, the musket, the cannon, the missile, the virus, but with the idea, the pen, the sketchbook, the camera, the picket sign. It is in our churches that served not only as houses of worship, but houses of hope and the freedom of slaves. It is in the holy communion of public and republic and the artistry born of everyday things. It is in the artivism, in the act, in the dance, in the song, and in the infusion of generations passing along spirit, passing in tradition, passing in the light, passing, moving, transforming, and passing ever again. So from where does one draw inspiration in a land such as this? From where, from who, from when, from where, and who again? From us.